Concentrating upon the fate of the miniature baseball machine, Ignatius detached his being from the physical reality of Canal Street and the people around him, and therefore did not notice the two eyes that were hungrily watching him from behind one of D.H. Holmes's pillars. Two sad eyes shining with hope and desire. Was it possible to repair the machine in New Orleans? Probably so. However, it might have to be sent to some place like Milwaukee or Chicago, or some other city whose name Ignatius associated with efficient repair shops and permanently smoking factories. Ignatius hoped that the baseball game was being carefully handled in shipment, that none of its little players was being chipped or maimed by brutal railroad employees, determined to ruin the railroad forever with damage claims from shippers, railroad employees who would subsequently go on strike and destroy the Illinois Central. As Ignatius was considering the delight which the little baseball game afforded humanity, the two sad and covetous eyes moved toward him through the crowd, like torpedoes zeroing in on a great woolly tanker. The policeman plucked at Ignatius's bag of sheet music.
"You got any identification, mister?"
the policeman asked, in a voice that hoped that Ignatius was officially unidentified.
"What?"
Ignatius looked down upon the badge on the blue cap.
"Who are you?"
"Let me see your driver's license."
"I don't drive. Will you kindly go away? I am waiting for my mother."
"What's this hanging out your bag?"
"What do you think it is, stupid? It's a string for my lute."
"What's that?"
The policeman drew back a little.
"Are you local?"
"Is it the part of the police department to harass me when this city is a flagrant vice capital of the civilized world?"
Ignatius bellowed over the crowd in front of the store.
"This city is famous for its gamblers, prostitutes, exhibitionists, antichrists, alcoholics, sodomites, drug addicts, fetishists, onanists, pornographers, frauds, jades, litterbugs, and lesbians, all of whom are only too well protected by graft. If you have a moment, I shall endeavor to discuss the crime problem with you, but don't make the mistake of bothering me."
The policeman grabbed Ignatius by the arm and was struck on his cap with a sheet music. The dangling lute string whipped him on the ear.
"Hey,"
the policeman said.
"Take that!"
Ignatius cried, noticing that a circle of interested shoppers was beginning to form. Inside D.H. Holmes, Mrs. Riley was in the bakery department, pressing her maternal breast against a glass case of macaroons. With one of her fingers, chafed from many years of scrubbing her son's mammoth yellowed drawers, she tapped on the glass case to attract the sales lady.
"Oh, Miss Inez,"
Mrs. Riley called in that accent that occurs south of New Jersey, only in New Orleans, that Hoboken near the Gulf of Mexico.
"Over here, babe,"